We're going to turn our attention now to talk a little bit of medical information about Huntington's disease. What do you know about it, and what's out there to help people who are afflicted with it? And this morning we have with us Dr. Aaron Furr-Stemming. Stemming, the expert in the field, along with Katie, who is an advocate for those with HD. Doctor, if you could first kind of give us a precursor a little bit about Huntington's disease. What is it and how it affects some people?
Yeah, absolutely. Huntington's disease is a devastating inherited neurologic disease that causes breakdown of nerve cells in the brain, leading to cognitive, motor, and psychiatric symptoms. The hallmark motor symptom is chorea, which is defined as an involuntary, excessive, uncontrollable movement that can affect the entire body and really make daily tasks that most of us take for granted almost impossible.
Katie, could you tell us a little bit about it, your dealing with it, if you could?
Yeah, so I'm Katie, and I'm CEO of one of the nonprofits for Huntington's disease called Help for HD International. But I am also I'm actually a family affected by Huntington's disease. My husband was diagnosed at 24 years old. He had full chorea at that time and symptomatic, and he passed away 4 years ago after a 14-year battle of Huntington's disease, and I have three children at risk.
Doctor, as you mentioned, this HD chorea, what is that? How does that differ? Or is this another portion of it?
So chorea is one of the more common symptoms that adults with Huntington's disease experience. It's an involuntary movement, and while we do not yet have a therapy to slow disease progression or a curative therapy, we do have effective medications to address chorea and to try and suppress those involuntary movements that can be so problematic for our patients.
What are some of those treatments available?
Yeah, well, great question. So we have actually three medications that are FDA approved specifically for Huntington's related chorea. And we as a community are excited. There was a VMAT2 inhibitor called valbenazine or Ingrezza that was approved in August of this year. So it's similar in the way that it works to the other two medications, but it's another option for our patients. It's a once daily, one capsule treatment option for our patients. But as with any medication, while we celebrate the availability of medications, it's important to mention that, of course, all medications have potential side effects. And really important to mention that with Ingrezza and the other two approved VMAT2 inhibitors, that there is actually a boxed warning surrounding the possibility for increasing depression and suicidality in individuals with Huntington's disease, which unfortunately is far more common in HD than in the general population.
So obviously there's things to consider anytime when you have medication or treatment that needs to be done. Katie, if you could give a little bit of understanding of, so an approval like this, what does it mean for the people in the Huntington's disease community?
Yeah, I think any time we get an approval, we're excited for a new treatment for Huntington's disease. And I would like to thank Neurocrine Biosciences for giving us the opportunity today, both of us, to talk to you. But yeah, I think we're very excited. We've had a lot of losses in the HD community, and so this was a big win for us. So we are excited to have another treatment option for this disease that impacts our lives so much.
And doctor, how does this impact them as far as the treatment? What does it mean for somebody with HD?
Right. So as I mentioned, unfortunately, we don't yet have a medication to slow progression, but we can treat the symptoms. And so using a medication, whether it's a VMAT2 inhibitor or another class of medications available for off-label to treat Huntington's disease, we can hopefully help our patients with day-to-day tasks. We can decrease the risk potentially of falling. We can improve mobility from day to day. And so it gives our patients at least some relief in suppressing the involuntary movements known as chorea and with Huntington's disease.
You mentioned that it's hereditary. Do people get tested for this, or is it something that you could inherit but not be afflicted by?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. So HD is inherited in an autosomal dominant fashion. So if there's an affected parent, each child has a 50% chance of inheriting Huntington's disease. And so this is a disease that is passed throughout families, unfortunately. Patients can get tested both predictively, if in fact they're asymptomatic but they have an affected parent, or with confirmatory genetic testing. And it's a simple blood test or even a salivary assessment to perform the genetic testing. But it's important when folks are pursuing predictive testing that they do so with with the guidance of a genetic counselor and ideally an HD clinician to make sure that they're as well-informed and as well-prepared as possible to receive this important and scary information about their future.
If people want to get some more information about what we've talked about, specifically maybe the treatment as well as just sort of maybe support related to Huntington's disease, where's a good place to get some details?
Yes, thank you. So for information about the newly approved medication, valbenazine, I would refer folks to Ingrezza.com, and they can learn more about the full prescribing information and, of course, the boxed warning. But we have fantastic advocacy organizations in the HD community, and I will defer to Katie to tell you more about those advocacy resources for our patients and their families.
Yeah, so if anyone's listening and you are an HD family and you need any support or resources, please contact us. And we are here at www.helpforhd.org. Help for HD International is the organization I work for. But there are amazing organizations out there like HDSA, HDO, HSG, and other ones. So we may not have a cure or a way to stop the progression of Huntington's disease, but we do have a ton of resources out there for families. So please contact us if you need us.
Sounds good, very much. Thank you, Katie, for the information, as well as Dr. Stemming. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you listening.